can't believe you're putting your financial future into the hands of a hipster tax place called the Tax of Life. You know how the old proverb goes, you take the good, you take the bad, you take what's left, and there you have the Tax of Life.
43, number 43.
And remember, if you need any help, I'm acquainted with your finances.
And I'm acquainted with your attitude. Don't say a word. I'm 43.
Sup, 43? I'm Kyle. I'm your tax bro.
Hi, I'm Max, and this is my mute friend, Caroline. I already started to fill out the 1040, and I have my W-2s from this year, also some receipts.
Well, let's get started. Do you have a health savings account?
Definitely not.
Oh, well, we can fudge that. I'll put you down for 500.
Sounds good. Fudge that? Fudge? I wasn't aware there was fudging in finance.
Domestic production activities.
Like condoms and stuff?
I guess. Talk about adjusted gross income. Am I right?
Kyle, put me down for 250.
250? Should I just put the cheese plate out for the IRS now?
What about residential energy credits?
I bought some of those curly light bulbs once.
Oh, that's another 150 easily.